From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A vehicle drove into a group of people in the western German city of Munster Saturday, killing several of them and probably the driver. Mass-selling Daily Bild reported it online edition that three people had died in the incident. It showed pictures of where police had cordoned off an area in the city. The incident evoked memories of a December 2016 truck attack in Berlin that killed 12 people. Accusations that Russia's behind elections meddling around the globe and attacks on individuals prompted the White House to impose sanctions against Russian individuals and companies.
The sanctions will be imposed on seven Russian oligarchs and 12 companies they own or control, 17 senior Russian government officials, as well as a state-owned Russian weapons trading company, will also be targeted. U.S. officials say the sanctions are not in response to any single event or issue, but are aimed at countering the totality of the Russian government's, quote, ongoing and increasingly brazen pattern of malign activity around the world. Doug Bernard, VOA News.
The Trump administration says the United States is not engaged in a trade war with China, even as President Trump threatens an additional $100 billion in tariffs in Chinese goods. In retaliation, China has unveiled a list of U.S. products that would be subject to its higher tariffs. Those include soybeans, vehicles, and chemical products. Soybean farmer John Kiefner does not like the president's approach to this.
If he can't help farmers, maybe he should quit doing things that are hurting us.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders says the U.S. and China are in routine contact, but this is a negotiation period, and that's why tariffs have not yet been imposed while things are worked out with Beijing. This is VOA News. Syrian troops have launched a ground and air assault on the last rebel-held town in eastern Ghouta, killing at least 40 people. The violence comes after nearly 2 weeks of calm in Ghouta, an enclave on the eastern edge of Damascus. In February, Syria's government and its ally Russia launched an air and ground offensive on eastern Ghouta, killing more than 1,600 civilians. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced a zero-tolerance policy on illegal border crossings into the United States, the latest initiative of the so-called Trump era of immigration enforcement. As relations between Beijing and Pyongyang thaw slightly, the prospect of China relaxing its sanctions imposed on North Korea and thwarting U.S. President Donald Trump's maximum pressure campaign makes some experts wary. In an attempt to renew relations with China, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un made an unexpected visit to Beijing to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping last week. Experts on the North Korean economy speculate that Kim may have asked Xi to ease sanctions during his visit and that if Xi, in fact, agreed, the move could complicate the U.S. effort to exert pressure on North Korea ahead of a nuclear summit tentatively set to take place with Trump next month. Muslim American advocacy organizations are hailing a legal settlement with New York City police over the department's surveillance of the community, saying the agreement sends a message that simply being Muslim is not a crime. Under the terms of the settlement, the police confirmed that they have dismantled the unit responsible for carrying out the intelligence gathering. Palestinian medical workers say Israeli forces killed seven Palestinian protesters Friday as thousands of demonstrators gathered along the Israeli-Gaza border. Gaza's health ministry said the dead include a 16-year-old and also reported that 408 Palestinians were injured in the violence. The deaths bring the number of Palestinians killed by Israeli fire since last week to at least 27. At least 14 people were killed late Friday when a semi-trailer collided with a bus carrying a Canadian junior hockey team. A total of 28 people, including coaches and the driver, were on the bus. The prime minister said that he could not imagine what the parents of the players were going through. April 7th marks the 70th anniversary of the World Health Organization, also marks World Health Day. Over the past 70 years, the World Health Organization has spearheaded efforts to free the world of killer diseases like smallpox. It's since formed partnerships in other diseases like polio. Peter Crowley, a former polio team leader at UNICEF, said we're nearing the end of it.
We're almost there, this close. 99.9% of polio has been eradicated from the world.
He made that statement in 2014, and since then, workers have kept up their efforts despite conflict and hardship. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.